Welcome to the show, let's make moves. Nothing's gonna stop us, it's time to get rough. Turn the whole room up, it's never enough. Let's go, 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 let's go. What's going on? This is Ryan McCray with the Marketing Madness Podcast. I am so happy to be back here and doing this podcast again. I know we went on a long break and I've missed it very much. So I'm really happy to be back here, guys. And thank you for listening. So today's podcast is episode 10. We stopped at episode 9. So this is exciting. And moving forward, I just want to let you guys know that my previous podcasts was really just me yapping and you guys listening. And I really thank you for doing that. Hopefully some of the information that I put out helped you with your marketing or your business. Going forward, there's going to be a lot of episodes still that I'm yapping away and hopefully putting out really good content for you. But I really want to bring in industry experts as guests on this podcast. So if there's anyone that you know, or if there's anyone that you think should be coming on this podcast, let them know. And I'm more than happy to reach out to them. And I couldn't be more excited to talk to anyone in this industry, because really I'm doing this for everyone. And I just want to be able to help you. So getting that out of the way, today's episode, I'm talking about leveling up your social media. And, you know, this is 2022. We're getting into the last quarter of 2022. Going into 2023, social media is still going to be very important. I think social media is going to be important forever. There's going to always be a spot for social media in your marketing strategy. And it just depends the business that you're in and your audience of which platforms you're going to use. Now, it's impossible to really figure out or have your whole audience on one platform. That's never going to happen. And that's why it's crucial to have your social media span across a number of different platforms, just so that you're not missing out on a large potential of new business. So with that being said, I think that there are probably 5 or 6 platforms that most businesses can kind of come down to and focus on, where there's, you know, 20 plus platforms out there and it's growing every year with new platforms. You have to keep your eye out there for the new ones, and maybe you have a really good audience on one of those new ones, but there's always going to be the main ones like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, etc., that I think is, you know, the Coke and Pepsi of social media platforms that's going to be important. So getting down to figuring out the best platforms for you is really going to depend on your audience, like I mentioned. And that's going to kind of be up to you to figure out where your audience is. You know, creating groups on Facebook, for example, or looking at your following on Instagram, or utilizing TikTok to put videos out and seeing who really watches your videos and comments on your videos, interacts, is going to find your audience. So, and then from there, you're going to figure out, okay, where should I advocate my time and my budget the most? You know, because you're not going to be putting your time and money towards things that are getting, you know, just a few pieces of attention. You want to be putting your time and effort towards platforms that you have large amounts of people looking and listening and commenting on your stuff that you're putting out. So the number one thing that you should be looking at is, you know, the pros of social media marketing platforms. Number one is it's going to help brand awareness. Okay. Especially if you're a small business. It's also going to be really budget friendly. As a small business and a startup, it's a good approach to begin your marketing with. It's also a really good way to figure out, like I said before, your client base. You know, it's really important that you know your client base. And lastly, it's going to really help with business development. And, you know, there's lots of different ways that you can utilize social media too. And, you know, we're talking about like influencers, doing marketing campaigns, SEO optimization, spying on competitors and getting to know your competitors really well, as well as customer support. So there's a lot of things that you can use social media for and that you should really be using it for. Because when I come across clients of our own at Marvel Marketing, no one's really using their social media enough or utilizing it in ways that really that they could really be benefiting from. They're missing out on a lot. And, you know, that's our job, I guess, when they hire us to come in and notify them of that and help them out with that. And, you know, I have no problem doing that. But if you're just a startup business and you can't quite hire a marketing agency like Marvel Marketing yet, it's really important that you know that there's all these different ways that you can utilize social media marketing in a cost-effective way. So don't just think there's one way to do social media, because that's not true at all. There's so many different ways to do it, and there's so many different platforms. So if one platform isn't working, don't quit and give up on social media altogether. Go to a different platform and try it out there. So just don't lose out on that opportunity, okay? So, you know, I'm gonna tell you what I think are the number one, the top social media marketing platforms. And like I said, this can change depending on the business that you do and your audience. But I think number one out there still to this day is Instagram. And there's many different reasons why I would say Instagram is number one, but I'm going to tell you the top reasons why that is. Number one is that you can display your brand and express your brand visually to people. Okay, so you're putting out images. And in these days, and you know, the way marketing works is that people like to paint a picture of who you are. And on Instagram, this is a really good way of making it easy for people to do that. So posting images of your team, what your products are, what your services are, what you do, what you're about, et cetera, really paints the picture for people of who you are. And guess what? Not everybody's going to like it. And that's just a fact. So don't try to please everyone. You know, the old saying is that you're never going to be able to please everyone is so true. You do you. You express yourself the way that your brand is and the way you want to, and you're going to attract the right following. So Instagram is really good at doing that. The other thing about Instagram is you can also do video, which is so in a way that is so interactive and so successful with communicating with your audience as well. Now, Facebook, I would put as number two. And, you know, the reasons why I say this is, you know, according to statistics, Facebook users spend roughly almost an hour a day on the network, on Facebook. And, you know, that's a lot because, you know, again, according to statistics, about people are known to spend about an average of 2.5 hours per day on social media, which is crazy when you think about it. But an hour on Facebook itself, that's almost half of the total time on social media. So, you know, there is a spot for Facebook, and that's why I'm putting it as number two. And the other thing about this is Facebook is probably better for a B2B business, whereas Instagram is probably better to B2C, business to consumer. So again, you know, Facebook and Instagram is kind of like the Coke and Pepsi. So those would be the two that I would start at. And, you know, Facebook, again, has a lot of opportunities to communicate with your customers, influence their purchasing decisions. So there's a lot of different things that you can do there. And Facebook is also really good for ads. And Facebook owns Instagram. So when you do ads on Facebook, you can also do ads on Instagram. But the targeting on Facebook and Instagram is really good. You can really hound down on targeting and do a very niche or specific ad campaign on those social media campaigns. So, or those social media platforms, sorry. So that's something to think about. Number three, I would put these days, I would put TikTok. Okay. Now, TikTok a year ago would probably not be in my top three, but the way that TikTok has grown and the way that people have grown on TikTok is crazy. And we do a lot of, you know, testing and strategy internally at Marvel Marketing, but we also then approach clients and, you know, tell them that, hey, you know, TikTok's a pretty good opportunity here. And a lot of clients are shocked or surprised that we recommend that, especially the old school clients, you know, clients that the decision makers are in their 50s and 60s. They kind of look at TikTok as a joke, but truthfully, you know, we had a real estate company that we worked with, for example, and, you know, the owner there was about 65 years old and he sold only luxury properties. And we approached him and it took a few months to talk him into it. And, you know, he was really against it, but he said, fine, you know, I'll give you guys the opportunity. I'll give you 1 month to do this and show me that it works. So he gave us a fair budget, and in 1 month, we used the TikTok campaign that we created for him. It sold three properties for him, and we're talking about like multi-million dollar properties, and he was shocked. And truthfully, I was kind of, you know, I was thinking maybe we'll sell one, maybe two properties, but we sold three, and after that month, we continued doing it, and he sold more through TikTok. So, you know, just what it can do now for clients that, you know, you would never really think that it would work for, it actually works really well. So TikTok has such a reach and such an audience at a low cost still to this day that it's really hard to not utilize. And it's for any business. Like, it's crazy how much exposure you can get, brand exposure you can get on TikTok. And there, again, there's so many different ways that you can utilize TikTok, like, you know, informational videos or product videos, walkthrough videos, you know, just viral content that you can create on there, or consistent content that you're creating. You know, for example, another one is an RV company that we work with, that they just continuously put walkthrough videos of the RVs, and their RV sales have gone through the roof because people, you know, like, they don't even have to go there now to do a walkthrough of an RV. They see it and they're like, well, shit, you know, that's a really nice RV. I want to go buy that damn thing. So, you know, they're going there, walking there and say, hey, we want that model. And salesmen are like, what? Like, how do you even know? And they're saying, well, we saw your video and your walkthrough on TikTok, right? So there's a lot of different ways to utilize it and make it very successful. So number four, I would say YouTube. Okay. And YouTube, some people don't think YouTube as a social media platform per se, but as a marketing platform, I would say YouTube needs to be in the top five. And I think YouTube is slowly moving up in my rankings. And the reason why is because the more and more that we get into YouTube, and by the way, before I say anything else, just remember that Google owns YouTube. So if you're doing any type of SEO, anything SEO, if you're not utilizing YouTube, you're missing out on a big potential for SEO. So I'm just putting that out there. But when we do marketing campaigns for clients of ours, and we take a look at the, you know, we do an industry analysis and a competitor analysis and all that, we 9 out of 10 times their competitors are not using YouTube at all or as much as they could be. So it is one avenue that we utilize for a lot of clients, that we get ahead of their competitors using YouTube. And Google loves it. Google loves videos. People love videos. posting it on YouTube is a really, utilizing videos on YouTube is a very effective way to this day, and I think will be for the next foreseeable future. And it's because a lot of people think that creating videos and posting it and editing and all that is too time consuming and isn't worth it. And I couldn't say that it's more further from the truth. I think that spending that time, spending a little bit of budget, creating a good video and putting it on YouTube is very well worth it. I think it's a really good idea. And, you know, it's a really good way to get ahead of competitors, and it really helps with SEO. So the other thing about a YouTube video is that once you have that video, you can splice that video up and use it on your other social platforms like Facebook, like Instagram, like TikTok. So, you know, 1 5-minute video on YouTube, you can have 20 different clips for your other social media platforms. So really, you know, that investment of creating that video for YouTube, you're spreading that out as much as you can on other platforms. And it's crazy how successful you can be if you do it right. So YouTube is a big one for me. Now, number 5, I'm going to say LinkedIn. And it's a close call between LinkedIn and Twitter. I've had Twitter probably in my top 3 for a while there, and it's Twitter dropped out because Twitter gets a little bit of which should I call it? You know, it's very politician like, and it's okay for some things, and it's good for certain campaigns. But if you're a small business starting up, these other platforms I'm talking about, I think is a much better option than Twitter. Now, when I say that, should you not make a Twitter account? No. I still think that you should make a Twitter account. In fact, I think you should make as many social media accounts as possible when you start up a business or have a business or a brand. But these are the ones that we're talking about that I think that you should be most active on. So just because I'm not mentioning Twitter in the top 5 doesn't mean I don't think that you should not go get a Twitter account. Okay? So I just want to make that clear. Anyways, going back to LinkedIn. LinkedIn is really good for business to business and also business to consumer if you want to get straight into the eyes of the top dogs. And when I say top dogs, we're talking about executives and business owners. So, well, that's kind of a mix of business to business and business consumer. I think LinkedIn can be a very successful campaign for high price, high ticket items, as well as, you know, for example, high end luxury vacations, for example, I think is very good to be used on LinkedIn because you're going to find an audience on there that has a little bit higher net worth and, you know, is your ideal audience as opposed to going to a younger audience on, you know, LinkedIn or sorry, on Instagram per se. So now with that said, you can still find the audience on these other platforms, but I think LinkedIn is more so the place to have your high ticket, high net worth items or services to do it on that platform. So LinkedIn is, you know, it's also a good place for kind of testing your business as well as finding investment is good for LinkedIn as well. So it, again, this goes back to what kind of business you are and what your ideal audience is. So, you know, I don't want to lose you guys. It gets a little boring when talking about LinkedIn, I think personally, but LinkedIn is a really good place for business to business for sure. And with the right execution, you know, you can have some really high quality lead generation, and website traffic from LinkedIn. So it's nothing to forget about. Now, a lot of people are saying going into 2023, are these going to be the same? And I think yes. I think what I just told you guys, I think going into 2023 is going to be, that list that I put out, I think is going to be the list for 2023, unless something miraculously gets created in 2023 and changes that. I think YouTube could be even moving up the list a little bit, because the longer that we go here that people aren't utilizing it, the more opportunity that there is for you. So yeah, I'm going to put it there. Those are my top social media platforms for businesses, you know, small businesses, startup businesses, even established businesses, guys. If you're on a marketing team and you're listening to this podcast, I would be bringing that up in your guys's, marketing meetings and your marketing team and saying, hey, you know, we should be looking at this. You know, a really good example of it, and someone that you should look at just to show for a large business utilizing social media is Gary Vaynerchuk. And if you haven't heard of him, which I'd be surprised if you haven't, this guy runs a very large and successful marketing agency and a number of other businesses, but he is so active on social media and has such a way of putting out content. You should really check him out and just see how much content he really is putting out. And it's phenomenal. And it's very smart of how he does it. And it goes back to me saying that, you know, you create one long piece of content and you splice it up and you use it everywhere. So you can take the time and the budget and effort to create one longer piece of content and use that forever, because you can recycle the content as well. A year down the road and you don't have content that you can put out that 1 week, go back from a year from then and I'm sure you're going to find something that you can utilize then. Just recycle it, reuse it. So, okay, guys, I'm going to leave it there. I don't want to make these podcast episodes that I'm just talking myself very long. I want to keep them around 20 minutes, and that's where we're at. So I'm going to cut it off here. But like I said at the beginning, if you know anyone that can be a guest on this podcast, please let them know. Tell them to reach out to me or tell me and I'll reach out to them. I really want to have some exciting, industrial experts or industry experts, sorry, on my podcast so that we can answer questions that you might have, or I can answer or ask questions that other people might be afraid to ask for whatever reason. And, just help you out, help the business owners out, help the entrepreneurs out, help the small business owners out, help the people who are thinking of starting a business. And hey, if you're thinking of starting a business, just do it. Just do it. I don't think you'll regret it. So that's episode 10, guys. This is the Marketing Madness Podcast. My name's Ryan McCray. You can follow me on social media. You can also go to my website. It's ryanmccray.com. And you can go on there and read everything about me or make fun of me, whatever you want to do. So thanks again for listening, guys. We'll see you on the next one.